Now I believe that the murderer is in this room with us. But who is it, I hear you ask? Now, we know that each of you had a reason for killing Mr. Body.
This is preposterous!
Do sit down, Colonel. It's not your turn yet. Now, Mrs. Peacock.
Yes?
You've been living in this household for how long?
Longer than I can remember.
I thought so. And how long have you had the pleasure of knowing Mr. Body?
Again, too long to remember.
And you wouldn't say you had a reason for not killing Mr. Body, would you?
Well, in all honesty, I did have a reason for killing him. With his stealing of Plum's idea for the rubber duckies, Mr. Body had competition. My family's competition.
What competition does your family pose against Mr. Body?
My family own a bathroom accessories company, and with Mr. Body's stolen idea, we're getting nearer to bankruptcy.
And your motive was exactly that. If Mr. Body succeeded, then your family loses out, correct? And in doing so, so would you.
Yes.
Yes, you wanted to stop Mr. Body as much as the next person did, Miss Scarlet.
Me?
Yes, Mr. Body's niece, yes?
Yes.
Yes, and with Mr. Body as your uncle, I guess you have some entitlement to his percentage of money he gains from Professor Plum's idea, yes?
Yes.
So you had to stop Professor Plum, Mrs. White and Mrs. Peacock from killing Mr. Body. But there was one minor flaw. Your uncle said he didn't want you here, didn't he? He was quite happy to have all the money to himself, wasn't he? He didn't want to lose out to his niece, did he?
No. No, he did not.
That's why you wanted to kill him. You wanted to kill him and claim all the money after he painted the rubber ducky idea.
And I would have got away with it.
Of course. Of course you would have got away with it, if you did it. As you had the perfect alibi.
Why are you looking at me, sir? Another of your wild accusations?
Quite the opposite, Colonel. It's fact. You, Colonel Mustard, would have been Miss Scarlet's alibi when she carried out the murder.
Preposterous! You are mad! I would have nothing to do with these diabolical acts.
As you were discussing with Miss Scarlet earlier this evening...
Yes, so we were.
A ladies man, aren't you, Colonel?
Yes, I suppose I am.
You would certainly help both young Miss Scarlet and Mrs. Peacock, wouldn't you?
Yes, of course. I do what I believe is right.
But it was mixed feelings, wasn't it? You'd happily help Mrs. Peacock kill Mr. Body to prevent her from ending up bankrupt, wouldn't you? And then there was the other side saying that you wouldn't kill. Not with your reputation. You couldn't kill Mr. Body. Not when it sacrificed getting money from the affair you were having with Miss Scarlet. If you did do it. Two voices, one mind, make a deadly combination.
Oh, it's my turn, is it now?
Of course. But I dare go into details with you, Professor Plum, since it was quite obvious why you wanted to kill him.
Really?
Even my dumb-witted companion could see it.
Hey!
Body stole your idea, you wanted to kill him because of that. Simple.
Very simple. But I'm not a violent man. I could never bring myself to do such an unspeakable thing.
Greed changes people, Professor. You saw the wealth you would receive from your rubber ducky idea. You saw it where it would put you. Greed, Professor, would do that. The greed inside of you would have killed him.
There is still one person you haven't questioned. One person you haven't attempted to involve.
Green. Where's Green?
Mr. Green has been ill since we arrived, and I can tell you now he's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
He is elsewhere now. You can check for yourselves if you wish. He is nowhere to be seen in this establishment. Mrs. White, you may check if you wish.
Yes, okay.
Professor, when I finish here, you'll find that your rubber ducky idea has completely vanished. The unsuspected and proposed ill has taken it.
What?
But Green already knew about it. He had a cahoots with Mr. Body to run off with the money, together.
Mr. Green is gone. He isn't in his room. He isn't anywhere.
See, Professor?
But this is a big place. He can't have gone far.
I took regular checks on Mr. Green once every 5 minutes to check on his condition, and now he's gone!
This is ludicrous. He can't have...
He has, Professor. He's tricked you all. He's taken the idea and run, I'm afraid.
Would Green have killed Body?
Most probably, since Mr. Green was quite greedy when it came to money. I'm sure Mr. Green saw the vast horizon he would reach with the money, so he took it. And with that, Mr. Body's life...
So Green killed Body?
Not exactly. I think as far as he was concerned, he didn't know Mr. Body had been murdered. Though if this was real life, Mr. Green would have been the murderer.
What are you blubbering on about, man, if this were real life? This is real life! Did Green kill Body or not?
It's not, is it, Doctor?
Mike, you see, as this is a game, it's never one of the guests of Arlington who had killed Mr. Body. Confusing, isn't it?
Most certainly.
You make very little sense, sir.
Absolutely. But if this isn't real life, then who killed Mr. Body in the game? It must be someone who isn't in the game, right?
Exactly, Mike.
So, what about that book the butler took from us?
That was a ploy, I think. Merely a donor card to the game.
Didn't help in any way.
Of course it did. It enlightened me to the whole farce.
Spit it out, man!
Pardon?
Who killed Body?
This one person happens to be quite the deceiving mind I made him out to be when I first met him.
Him? Well, that puts myself out of the picture.
And me?
Me too.
Yes, he. He was the one person who could get about Arlington Hall without getting noticed, without a noise. He was one person who knew everybody, knew where everything was, and knew exactly what was going on. He was one person I overlooked right from the beginning.
Is it who I think it is?
Perhaps, Mike, perhaps. Perhaps it's the one person we both suspected from the start. Perhaps it's the one person standing right behind you now who had moved there without anyone noticing. Hole.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Hole. Anything you'd like to add?
Not really, sir. You have summed everything up quite perfectly. I bow my head to you, sir. Most marvellous.
Save me the compliments, Hole. There's more to this than meets the eye. And you have the necessary information that will end this.
Indeed I do.
Well, give it up. Let the cat out of the bag. Spill the beans. Cut the rope. Butter the bread. Come out with it.
You win, Doctor. The game is at an end.
marvellous.
Have I solved the mystery?
You have indeed, Doctor.
Do I get a prize? What about my TARDIS back?
It's not that easy, I'm afraid.
Doctor, what's going on?
Mike, meet the gamekeeper. Mike, gamekeeper. Gamekeeper, Mike.
This isn't the game you think it is.
I wouldn't think it was any kind of game. This is what most would say was real life, true?
Of course. Real life for you and your companion.
But this is no real life I've experienced. The platform in the emptiness of space, stars, masses, galaxies, portals around us. Nothing for real life rings a bell here.
Things have changed.
Of course they have, in your real life indeed, but not in ours. And this isn't our real life.
It will be.
I sincerely doubt that.
Your real life has ended.
No, it hasn't.
Your real life has ended to finally create mine. My real life will be your real life.
Eh?
Not when you still need our real life to start your real life.
Doctor, all this stuff about real life is confusing the hell out of me.
I know, that's why I'm going to bring this to an end.
End? I was hoping to sell this game was the end.
It was, but now it's brought us to meet someone with more than one identity.
Like you.
Like me. Now, Gamekeeper, if you would kindly reveal your final identity, get into your TARDIS and go away, please.
TARDIS? Isn't that your ship?
Yes, I have one, and the Gamekeeper here has one too, because he is someone I am quite familiar with.
All right, Doctor. This is getting boring now.
Oh, I'm quite enjoying this.
You would. I am the master. You will obey me. Now go home.
Ah, but I love solving mysteries. I love defeating my oldest enemy. I love rubbing your face in the dirt. I love...
All right. Now do you want to push me off this platform? Or are you going to talk longer so I do it myself?
I'll do it.
Thank you. Now when you push me, wait for a horrified scream, okay?
Okay.
After three.
Three. Good boy, I did enjoy that, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, great fun.
Don't look so glum, boy. We get the TARDIS back.
But how?
See this reader gauge?
Yeah.
See that little arrow bobbing up and down at the top of that section vertical strip?
Yeah.
Those are the ratings, and it's at a most a convenient level.
Brill.
It is rather brilliant, isn't it? To my marvellous mystery-solving skills, save the show and gain some excellent ratings.
I'm not sure if that's it, Doctor.
Well, what do you suppose it is, then?
Well, you've finished the ratings game as well as you think you have. Shouldn't your TARDIS be arriving soon?
Yes, I suppose it should arrive soon.
How soon do you think?
Soon. Usually now. Now?
I don't think it's coming, Doctor.
It's the end of the ratings game. It must be. It must. It must.
Help.
Doctor Who, Arlington Hall, written by David Nagel, starring David Nagel as the Doctor, Michael Mayer as Mike, Frank Peeble as Hole the Butler, the Master and the Gamekeeper, Philip J. Mather as Mr. Body, D.B. Cooper as Mrs. Peacock, Gareth Preston as Professor Plum, Kate Peterson as Miss Scarlet, Mitch Blum as Colonel Mustard, Ben Gowdy as Mrs. White, and Peter Humphrey as Mr. Green. Post-production and sound design by David Nagel, incidental music by Anthony Lombardi. This has been a Damn Audios production.